Hi, I'm Dr. Elizabeth Hale, and I'm a dermatologist in New York City. I specialize in skin cancer, sun damage, and anti-aging. I'm here to talk to you about a study that was done by Olay in conjunction with Harvard Medical School and a leading personal genetics company called 23andMe. In this study, women of many different ages and many different ethnicities and skin types were studied. Skin samples were taken from protected areas like the buttocks and compared to skin samples from sun-exposed areas like the face. And what the study found was that when skin is protected or covered, the skin ages at a slower pace. In fact, in this study, the skin from protected or covered areas appeared up to 20 years younger than skin samples taken from sun-exposed areas. The take-home message from the study is that sun exposure is the leading cause of external skin aging. The reason this is so important is because oftentimes we think about sunscreen when we're going to the beach or when it's summertime only. But we know that incidental sun exposure is so important. In fact, an average American woman gets about 840 minutes or 14 hours of incidental sun exposure every week. Incidental sun exposure includes things like walking to the office, walking out to lunch, taking your kids to the park, going to a kid's sporting event, even being inside your car or your office, because ultraviolet rays can penetrate through windows, through office windows, through car windows, and those can contribute to cumulative incidental sun exposure, which results in skin aging. I like to tell my patients to protect themselves every single day, not just when they're going to the beach in the summertime. One product that I recommend is Olay Regenerist Microsculpting Cream SPF 30 because it does provide broad spectrum UVA, UVB protection, and it also contains other anti-aging ingredients like niacinamide and amino peptides. So a good moisturizing product that can hydrate the skin and help to prevent further UV damage. Some other steps people can take are trying to avoid peak hours of sun exposure, like from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. when the sun rays are the strongest, keeping a hat and sunglasses on whenever possible, and also trying to stay in the shade and keep sun protective clothing on when you're spending a lot of time outdoors. For more information about the study, or about the Olay Regenerist SPF 30 product, one can visit olay.com. Thank you.